Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
What's up, everybody? You are watching / listening to the Command Zone podcast, and it is time for Commander 2019. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai. We've got some very special episodes here for you for the next 4 days, or I guess the next 3 days if you count today. Anyway, four of these are in a row because we're going to be talking about the full decks for Commander 2019. Wizards has given us the awesome responsibility to sort of fill out what the other cards in the deck are. So content creators all out there across the Magic Sphere, they've been previewing cards today for the Morph Sultai deck.
Yeah.
It's called Faceless Menace.
Make sure you also look them up online. I believe you can find a compendium of where everyone is previewing their cards on the Wizards website as well. This is a fun one.
Yeah, this is a really cool deck. So we're going to be filling out, talking about the other cards, the other reprints that are included, because, you know, they've spoiled maybe like 20, 25 of the cards. There's still a bunch left. But before we get into that, you're going to want these Commander 2019 decks. You're probably going to want most of them, all of them. I get all of them. What do you get?
I get all of them.
Yeah. So if you want to get one or all or a couple, go to cardkingdom.com/commandzone. If you use that affiliate link when you order all of your Magic products, singles, anything at all, you're supporting this show, game nights, all of our content.
And Ultra Pro, our second sponsor for the show, it's Commander 2019 time, so they have tons of theme playmats, deck boxes, and sleeves for these decks. So if you really want to go for the full experience, I usually just build the decks, sleeve them up, and leave them be. So if anyone wants to play the set as it was created to be played against each other, I whip them all out and we're ready to go.
Yeah, so definitely by supporting Ultra Pro, you're also supporting our content. And the final way to support us is patreon.com/commandzone.
Yes.
You can contribute directly. In fact, we call out one lucky patron every single episode. And even though this is a mini episode, we're still going to do it. This episode is dedicated to Zachary Ruth. Zachary, you rock.
All right, let's get right into it. This is the Sultai deck. It is called Faceless Menace, and it's called that because it's a morph-themed deck.
The morphs are faceless.
Themed. Morph-themed deck.
Morph-themed deck. That is hard. Say that five times fast.
Morph-themed. I don't even try.
Didn't even make it through one.
Couldn't even make it.
So, again, we're just going to be talking mostly about the remainder of the deck that hasn't been spoiled up to this point. Go to the mothership to find out what has been spoiled. However, we got to talk about the lead singer, which is Kadena, the Slinking Sorcerer, because all of the cards in this deck are kind of, you need that context to understand like why they're in there and why they're good. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. So Kadena, Slinking Sorcerer, is one black, green, and blue for a 3/3 legendary creature, Naga Wizard. Naga fans rejoice. The first face-down creature you cast each turn costs 3 generic mana less to cast. Whenever a face-down creature enters the battlefield under your control, draw a card.
So morphs, your first morph is free, and then any morph you play, not just the first one, draws you a card. So morphs, a big theme of this deck. As you've been looking at the spoilers as they've come out, there's a bunch of new morphs and things like that.
Yep.
Let's talk about, I want to do a disclaimer really quickly here. We are going to, if we do mention cards that were already spoiled, we'll try and mention who spoiled them. We don't always know because we're recording these pretty far out, so we apologize if we don't cite the sources We will do our best.
You can help us in the comments by doing it as well. Instead of yelling at us, help us out and help other people out find those content creators.
And one other thing, we've gotten a chance to play the decks quite a bit. In fact, we spent, what it was, a couple days ago, just sat down for a few hours and just played them against each other like four or five rounds.
Yep.
They're all really fun. This one is cool. Okay. You want to start out with the stats.
We have a lot of stats coming at you, and this is the pattern we're going to be doing these in episodes for the next three, I guess, yeah. So 17 brand new cards in this commander deck, and there are 83 reprints. Now, 15 of those are basic lands, so 68 total reprints. Aren't basic lands, yeah. And we're going to talk about the value of those reprints as well. As far as this deck is concerned, it's green, black, and blue. There's going to be 11 ramp spells you're going to find in this deck, 8 card draw spells, 4 board wipes or board wipe-esque effects, 12 forms of targeted removal, and the most important part for Kadena, 22 morphs or cards that create / interact with face-down creatures. Like manifesting is one of them as a way to get cards onto the battlefield face-down. That's also going to draw your cards off of Kadena. And 9 cards that are synergistic cards that care about morphs, benefit face-down creatures, or work well with them.
So I like the stats on this deck a lot. The ramp looks great, 11 ramp cards. The card draws, you know, we like to say 10 card draw spells. There's 8, but the commander itself draws cards.
Yes, very important.
Board wipes, we like around 5. There's 4, that's great. Targeted removal, holy cow, there's 12 targeted. You're going to be able to interact with your opponents a lot. I think the stats tell you that this deck is pretty well tuned just coming out the box.
Yeah, and not just that, it's going to play really well with the other decks. Having targeted removal, I think, in like smaller, you know, more controlled environments like this, if you're playing the precons against each other, is going to help out a lot. So this deck, out of the box, and we can attest to this as we've played it both, it performs great.
Yeah, I would say this is probably one of the more powerful precons of all the years that we've seen. It's very good out of the box, and I would think it would be good against a lot of just regular commander decks just with no changes at all.
Yeah. And that rarely happens, I think, with the commander decks. Usually, the main commander has, like, the main synergy attached to them, and part of the deck is dedicated to it, and there are other legendary creatures in there that give you other options. In this case, Kadena really is the main commander of this deck and the one that you're going to want to run if you play it out the box.
So, we know why you're all here. You want to hear about the cards you haven't been told about yet. We're not going to be able to go over all 68 of the reprints. We're just going to hit the highlights here, but we will have links to the full deck list in the show notes. So go to that more info box below this video and you can find that link and you can look up and see all the cards.
Just make sure you finish the episode first.
Yeah, do that. Okay, so the first one is a card that you've seen has been revealed. I believe it was revealed by, wait, let me look it up. Oh, it was revealed at Gen Con.
Ooh, in Indianapolis.
Yeah, so probably from somebody at Wizards. It's Seedborn Muse.
Yay!
This, I just wanted to call it because it is a great reprint. It's not a cheap card. Mm-hmm. Even though it's been reprinted a couple times recently, it is very powerful. And, of course, perfect in this deck because you want your mana open. Because your morphs, you need to flip them up.
Yeah. Seaborn Muse, great card. It serves as ramp as well as just incredible value. Now let's talk about some ramp. Tempt with Discovery. Now this is a card that we've talked a lot about on the show and the politics of it and how exactly you're supposed to use it. But with this card, if one person gets a land, then you get 2. If 2 people get lands, then you get 3. And if everyone at the table gets land, usually around 4 people, you're going to get 4 total lands for 4 mana. So even 4 mana for 2 lands is great. And you could make a statement and an argument that even 4 mana for 1 specific land of any kind is very good as well.
It's not the worst, yeah. Though in the worst case scenario where you play this card and everybody goes, I'm not getting a land, you still get 1 Cabal Coffers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cabal Coffers is not in this deck, sorry. But just as a card. What is in this deck that are good lands to maybe go get, though, is Reliquary Tower,
mm-hmm.
Bajuka Bog, Thespian Stage.
Wow, that's fun.
Myriad Landscape. Ash Barrens is another. This one, I don't know if you go get it with Tempted with Discovery, but it's a good land that was getting up there in price a little bit.
Right.
And so I actually think that this deck has a lot of good lands. One of the great things about the way they built this and some of the value that comes with it.
Yeah, the deck's synergistic across a lot of different areas, which is great. So kudos for this, whoever helped make this one come into completion.
So the next 3 cards are all ramp cards. These are all reprints, but they're all good cards and cards that I have in a lot of my commander decks.
Yep.
Thran Dynamo. It's a 4-mana artifact, taps for 3 mana. Sakura Tribe Elder. This is kind of rampant growth on a creature. And then there's Farseek, which is kind of a a better form of rampant growth in some ways, because it allows you as a sorcery to search your library for a plains, island, swamp, or mountain card and put it onto the battlefield tapped. It's not a basic.
Mm-hmm.
So it can go find shock lands, dual lands, have lands, things like that. These are staple cards that go in a lot of commander decks. I think Sakura Tribe Elder is one of the top three most played green cards in the entire format.
Oh, right. I actually think it is too. And you also have Cultivate, which is just another classic. Get one land on the battlefield, one into your hand. Now let's talk a little bit about the removal Reality Shift, a card that has just gone up and up for me as it's gone past in time. It's a blue single target removal exile spell. One in the blue to exile a target creature, and then its controller manifests the top card of their library. So they take the top card of their library and put it on the battlefield face down. Now, if you did this to yourself, you'd get a draw trigger off of Kadena, which is a little fun.
Yeah, that's true. You could do it to yourself, maybe, or even save a creature.
I guess if they're already going out, you know,
sure,
get a little extra value on the way out, I guess.
That's a very underrated card and sees play in a lot of competitive decks because of how efficient it is and how it allows blue to do something blue's just not generally very good at.
Yeah, and the upside for your opponent isn't, I mean, you get rid of their crazy 9/9 indestructible for a random 2/2 that could be a land.
Another cool card that's in the deck is Great Oak Guardian. This is 5 and a green for a 4/5 with flash and reach. And it says, when it enters the battlefield, creatures target player controls get +2/+2 until end of turn, untap them.
Ah.
I wonder what target player I'm going to pick. Probably myself.
Probably yourself. Great Oak Guardian is one of those ones that just gets people out of nowhere.
And sweet in this deck, too, because you're liable to have a bunch of morphs out.
Yeah.
And then, boom, untap them.
Well, speaking of morphs, good segue, Josh. Let's talk about the morphs / megamorphs. By the way, Megamorph is still one of the most bizarre names for a mechanic I've ever heard. So Morph, again, you can play the creature as a face-down creature for 3 mana. Special action at any time, you can flip it back up for the Morph cost. The first one is Hooded Hydra. I love this card a lot. X green, green for a 0/0 creature Snake Hydra. Now, you can just cast it as a regular card for X, and then whatever X is, it comes in with that many +1/+1 counters on it. And when Hooded Hydra dies, you create a 1/1 green Snake creature token for each +1/+1 counter on it. And it also has the morph ability. So you can pay 5 mana, 3 green, green, and flip it up. And it says on the very bottom, as Hooded Hydra is turn face up, put 5+1/+1 counters on. This makes sure that it doesn't die when it flips up because it's a 0/0. So
also, it's mana efficient in that way that you pay 5 mana on that turn and it's a 5/5. Whereas if you cast it for 5 mana, it'll be a 3/3.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to do the installment plan because you pay the 3 morph cost, although with Kadena, it could be free.
I mean, the reason that we all love Khans of Tarkir Limited so much is that no matter what your mana looks like, you can definitely play a morph on turn 3.
Yeah.
Because it's just regular mana.
It's true. If you don't have your colors, you're going to be able to still cast morphs.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what they are. They
talk about the ultimate deterrent at the table. Yeah. No one ever attacks into morphs.
If you have open mana, no matter what color it is, and a morph, who's attacking into that?
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of morphs that could be anything, I wanted to talk about a specific card that's in this deck. It has a special place in my heart.
Mine too. I saw it happen.
So it's Sagu Mauler. It's 4 green blue for a 6/6 with trample and hexproof. But it has morph for 3 green blue. 6/6 trample hexproof. Josh, why do you like this card? Well, let me just tell you a little story quick. So we were at a GP, and it was Khans of Tarkir, and GPLA. I was playing.
This is the one and only time we played standard, by the way.
Yeah, we were like, well, let's play in the main event. So I'm in like round 5, I think, and I think I'm 4-1, and I'm playing against another. He's a high school guy who's 4-1. I think we were 4-1.
You guys were trying to play for day 2, basically.
Yeah, we were still in it. Yeah. Is all I remember. And then so I'm basically dead on the next turn. I forget. He's playing some kind of weird control deck.
Mm-hmm.
He's at 11 and has a Lanwar Elf out. I have nothing, and I have a Temur Ascendancy out, which is a card that says when you play a creature with power 4 or more, you draw a card, and it gives your creatures haste.
Haste, yeah.
Against him, I've sided in 2 Sagu Maulers into my deck because he's a control deck, and I thought the hexproof was going to be good. So I'm dead on board the next turn. No cards in hand. I have lands and
the team.
Yeah, I have exactly 12 mana. You can see where this is going. I draw my card for turn, top deck. It's a Sagu Mauler. I play it, trigger Temur Ascendancy, draw my card. It's a Sagu Mauler. I play it. He's at 11.
With 1 toughness of blocking against 12 trample damage.
So I top deck 2 Sagu Maulers, attack 4. 12 trample and win that game out of nowhere.
Also, they have hexproof, so even if he had removal, there was nothing he can do about it.
And he did have removal. He held up like a, I forget, some kind something, of one. He yeah. just showed it to me, like, sadly, and I was like, man, I felt so bad. Because it's not like I had a four of either. I only have two in my deck, so
yeah.
I love Sagumala forever now.
I mean, this is one of those tricky, if you do not want to try and target it or even attack into it, because it becomes a massive, incredibly hard to deal with creature.
Oh, worst feel bad in the world when they go to remove it and you're like, flip it up, it has expert.
Yeah, and it's a 6/6, it's probably going to go after you next. Another great card in this deck is the Den Protector, the you know, what was the nickname for they have for this? The
Maternal Witness. Yeah.
It's one in the green for 2/1 human warrior, and when it's turned face up, you can return target card from your graveyard to your hand. It's got Megamorph for 1 in the green, so you play it for 3, and then you flip it up for 2, and it actually gives it a +1/+1 counter. So it becomes a 3/2 Eternal Witness for 5 mana. So it's one of those installment plans again.
But it's really good because you can do it as a special action.
Yes.
Get something out of your graveyard, maybe a counterspell or something, or a removal spell, and use it right away. And there are ways in this deck to flip it back over.
Yes.
So that you could reuse it again.
Like kind of like what happened in the Animorph deck
yeah.
that we played way, way back in the day. Actually, we should talk about that really fast. This is the Morph Commander outside of what Animar could be.
Yeah.
It just replaces red with black.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people used to build Animar as a Morph deck as sort of the only other Morph deck now in the format. Now we've got 2. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. All right, so something that we're doing for all of the decks in C19 is we are calculating how much the reprints are actually worth. So it's going to help you decide if you're a collector or someone looking for a value buy, whether or not it is completely worth it. So we added up all of the prices of the reprints at the time of the recording. So this is going to fluctuate when the decks are revealed and they come out, for instance, today. And adding them up, the reprints came out to $97.
That's just the reprints.
Just the reprints.
Doesn't even count the new cards?
Yeah, Kadena's got to be worth a decent amount, not to mention you're going to get 2 other commanders that are foil in the deck, and we usually see those minimum like $3 to $5 each.
Wow, this is crazy. So $97 just in the reprints, that is great value.
Yeah, and you get the Seaborn Muse. That's why I'm buying the deck.
I was going to buy them anyway, but yes, yeah. Now I'm more excited.
All right, let's move on and talk about how the deck plays. You draw cards, you ramp lands, you do everything that a commander deck wants to do, so you never, ever feel out of it.
Yep.
I think every time I played it, even though I lost one of the games, I won one of the other ones, but I was still like, I'm still in it, I've got options, I've got things to do, and having morphs gives you even more options. So I think it's actually fun to play, but it's tricky and hard.
Yeah, I like what you said there, though. There's always stuff to do, and a lot of that stuff is tricky stuff, because I could unmorph my stuff. I'm often leaving mana open and passing the turn and keeping my options open, but I might have an instant, or I might flip up one of these morphs, and I have multiple morphs to choose from, so yep. What am I going to do? And I like that type of decision options. It makes it really interesting, and makes it really strategical, because you're
fun
like...
Fun for your opponents to play against, too, I would think.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So I think it's a really good deck, and it can be explosive. It is powerful.
Yeah. It's a fun one. I like this commander probably the most out of all of them, and we'll be talking about the rest of them coming up this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to be unveiling deck lists for all of the Commander 29 pre-cons. This one's been a lot of fun. Make sure you don't miss it, though. I think the discussion around these decks is going to be great. I can't wait for people to get their hands on them and play them.
All right. Our editors are Ashlyn Rose and Jake Boss. Special thanks to Jeffrey Palmer for the living card animations behind us and that start and end all of our episodes. We will see you tomorrow, where we'll be talking about the next deck from Commander 2019.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.